When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Tuesday, August 18th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with your weather outlook today, a sunny start to the day, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon. Fog patches will dissipate this morning, with winds becoming southwest at 20 kilometers an hour around noon. We have a high of 25 degrees, with humidex that's going to feel more like 30. The UV index is 7 or high. Later on tonight, we'll have cloudy periods with a 60% chance of showers and an overnight low of 20. Getting into your traffic for the Tuesday morning commute, expect delays on Johnson Street at Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard, where Utilities Kingston is completing remediation work. That work continues until 7 p.m. tonight. King Street West remains reduced to one lane in each direction between Country Club Drive and Front Road for sanitary and water main work. Watch for lane shifts and reduced speed limits. Leroy Grant Drive remains closed between John Counter Boulevard and Elliott Avenue for roadway rehabilitation, while Cranbrook Street is closed between Lakeview Avenue and Days Road for pedestrian improvements. Both closures continue through August 31st. South Bartlett Street remains closed between Victoria Street and Smith Street for facade restoration work, and Princess Street remains closed between Frontenac and Division for ongoing reconstruction. This has been your quick morning news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for Indy Wake Up Call coming up next.
It's approximately 8:02 a.m. and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live here from the city of Kingston, Ontario. And this is your Tuesday morning Indie Wake Up Call with me, your host, Jesse Bell. Let's kick things off with a new release from JBNG. This is Paint in My Fist on your Tuesday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
I'm gonna slap it around.
welcome back to your Tuesday morning Indie Wake Up Call for August the 18th, 2026. Two and maybe a bit more weeks of hosting for yours truly before I turn things over to a volunteer who I think had a fantastic 2025, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do here in their second full year at the station. But more on that in September when I officially hand this show over to them. We just heard from Couteau Papillon with Juliet. Prior to that, we had Perma with Coconut. And we kicked off that little music block with JBNG and Paint in My Fist. And coming up next on your Tuesday morning Indie Wake Up Call, we've got more brand spankin' new CanCon for ya with Shannon Sargent and Don't Ignore It. Coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tired of your boring weekly routine? Are you looking for something to look forward to every Friday? Well, tune in to Circadian Rhythm on CFRC 101.9 Fridays at 2 p.m. for a fresh mix of songs that you'll want to keep on repeat. I'm your host, Justine, and I'll be putting together a music program that's broadly indie and alternative, but also spans diverse genres, from pop to rock to folk and R&B. I've also got some fun themes up my sleeve. Once again, that's Circadian Rhythm, Fridays at 2 p.m. I hope I'll see you then.
Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Pretending to be strangers, you will watch.
This week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the final single from local jazz musician Oscar Evans's upcoming album, Sound Permutations. 3 a.m. is a high-energy song using dance beats to inspire free jazz improvisation that will keep you grooving until the full album is released in September. Follow the artist at Oscar Mayfield Evans on Instagram to stay up with the latest news. And if you're a local musician wanting social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's channels, complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream 3 a.m. by Oscar Evans on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Was Oscar Evans with 3 a.m. part of our Release Radar program. You just heard that right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM. Prior to that, we had the Haleys with Walking Disaster, the Allwells with Any Day Now, Next Week's Washing with Empty Pages, and yeah, just side note, I love the name, Next Week's Washing. That's certainly my approach to laundry. We kicked off that music block with Shannon Sargent and Don't Ignore It. And folks, we still got a lot of ground to cover here, about a quarter of the way through this Tuesday morning Indie Wake Up Call. Coming up next, we've got Combine the Victorious with Smooth Sailing right here, right now on CFRC.
It's all I want to do. Those wide open eyes. Tell me if your life's gone.
Welcome back. We are peeling through hour two of your Tuesday morning indie wake-up call. That was Nolan Hubbard with Put 'Em Up. Prior to that, we had Blind Commentary with Bury Your Horses, The New Hires with 4 a.m., Hair Control with Seeing in the Dark, and we kicked off that music block with Combine the Victorious and Smooth Sailing. Combine the Victorious. Maybe it's Combine the Victorious, like farm equipment. Either way, fun little track for you there. And as we do indeed wind our way towards the end of hour one, just want to encourage you folks, if you aren't normally a sports person, that may have to change because this season's Queens Gaels football coverage is shaping up to be the most eventful, the most exciting broadcast we've maybe ever had on these airwaves. So August 30th is the official season opener, but we will have preseason football for you on the mother station here on CFRC on Saturday, August 22nd against Laval. So a lot of football content coming your way in less than 3 weeks' time. In fact, why don't I, and you know, this is a Jesse staple at this point, why don't I give you a quick little preview promo of what's to come before we get into our next track officially. So a little bit of shameless self-promotion, and then we're going to throw it over to Sister Ray with Planet News right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. After 9 long months, Gale's Game Day makes its triumphant return to CFRC.
Queens Gales are golden once more.
Tune in on Sunday, August 30th at 6:45 p.m. to catch all the action that makes you stand up and say,
OMG!
This is Canada's most exhilarating sports broadcast.
And it's picked off, picked off, picked off.
This is Canada's gold standard of football action. This is Gales Game Day.
Running hard, breaking away, touchdown Queens.
And it can only be found on CFRC 101.9 FM.
CNIB is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops. Tuesday, September 1st, 2026, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Kingston Public Library, 130 Johnson Street, Kingston.
It's a little after 9 a.m. and you are tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Lower Carruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario, on the beautiful Queen's University campus. And coming up next,